Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Shkalim, daf Yutes, 19, and we are on Yurches Amid Beis. We spoke yesterday about the beginning of the Perek. The Mishnah tells us that three times a year they went inside to the collection of Shkalim to take out, to do the Trumas Halishka, to take out the Shkalim three times a year, as we learned earlier in the Masechta. This was done because the Truma covered and gave kapara to all of those who had sent in the Shkalim already and are in this pile, or the ones that are already on the way. But for people who didn't send yet, so let's say the first time they did the Truma, people didn't send yet, it's not going to cover those Shkalim. So that's why they do it three times. So by the time that the one before Sukkot comes, hopefully by that time, everybody had sent in. So, pros be Pesach, Atzeres Chag. There was a different day, if you remember in the Tanam earlier, that said, no, really, really, all the Shkalim were basically in by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right? And that people that live farther away, they sent it earlier. And the reason that it was three times is just for Pumbi, just for publicity. Sometimes we do certain halachas for publicity. Maybe sometimes it's to go against the Tzukim. Like all the Mishnayos and Maseches Menachos that we make a big thing about when the Omer is because of Mimachoras HaShabbos, but that was the three times. So the Gemara said the Mishnah said not only are these the three times, the 2 weeks before Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, so those are the times for the Truma, but those are also the Garnos of Meiser Behema. Those are the times that Midrabanan Chazal said that you should give your Meiser Behema by these times. Midaraisa, there's no time. Midah Raisa, there's a din that you only have to give yearly, all the ones that were born within a year. And that's what we're going to see, what's considered Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema, right? What's considered the break of the year. But Midah Rabbanan, not only do we have those separate years, Midah Raisa, but Midah Rabbanan, we have Granos. So that's what you should give by this time. And Chazal said, they asered, you're eating these animals, if these times come and you didn't give Meiser. And in that way, they, what? What was the purpose of this? What was the purpose of this? And that's what the Gemara said yesterday. We had three different opinions. What was the purpose? Why did they do this? Number one, Pirkei Leida. Rabbi Yochanan said, well, that's when they basically give birth in these seasons. So that's why, just to keep things orderly. Number one. Number two, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Kadesh Dei Behema Mitsuya La'oli Regalim. We want people to make sure there are enough animals in Yerushalayim, during that time. There are a lot of animals. We don't have any shortages. We know what it's like to have a shortage. You know, sometimes you go to the store before Pesach, there's a shortage of eggs, and there's a shortage of, right? It's not good. It messes up everybody's plans, and there's less than Pas Yontif. So that's why the Reb Shimon Levi says, in this way, if 2 weeks before Pesach, 2 weeks before Sukkot, you have these deadlines, so basically everybody will bring their animals, their meiser at that time. Number two. And number three, Shelo Yavuli De Baal Ta'acher. So there's no issue of a Baal Ta'acher. There's Baal Ta'acher Daraisa by the Chagin. There's Baal Ta'acher Midrabanan here. And that's what the next line says. Rabbi Yosef says, Kala Mashet Tivla over. If somebody delays, then it's over. Again, Tevel here doesn't mean Tevel Daraisa, but it means Tevel Midrabanan, that the one is not allowed to partake of their animals until they are mafresh. Okay. Taman Tanina. So now, we learned in a Mishnah there in Bechoro. So what's the deadline midaraisa for Meiser Behema for, not the deadline, the years, right? The deadlines are older abundant as we saw. What's the separation of years? Like, which the animals that were born in which years have to be in the same pen? And you do the 1, 2, 3 and line them up and you count them, has to be within the years. So, Rabbi Meir Omer, Be'echad Be'elo Rosh Hashanah L'Meiser Behema. Rabbi Meir says, first day of Elul. That's the cutoff. All animals born the first day of Elul is last year. All animals born since Rosh Chodesh Elul is the new year. So the first of Elul. Ben Azai Omer, Ha'eluliyim Misasr Bifnei Atzman. The Eluliyim are so special. Those born in Elul are different. There we'll see what his svara is, as we'll see. He's not sure whether Elul is supposed to be within the previous or the next month. So therefore he said, you know what, just do it separately. So therefore you're covered. Only animals in Elul. So again, you have to know if you don't have 10 animals born in Elul, then you're potter for Meiser Behema. But Mizad B'Vnei Atzman, Amar Rav Chuna, time of Rabbi Meir. Why does Rabbi Meir say that it goes by the first day of Elul? Why is that the Rosh Hashanah? Ad kan hayu mismatzos leleid min hayishanos. Really, says the Gemara, the time, the Iker time for Meiser Behema goes by when Ibor took place. Why when they were impregnated. with these animals, not when they were actually born. And we know from elsewhere that there's a 5-month pregnancy for these behemoths, these behemadakas. So really, Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh Hashanah, L'maiser behema, is really the first of Nisan, according to Rabbi Meir. But we know, if the first of Nisan, all animals born, or animals fertilized before the first of Nisan, so then they conceived. All the animals conceived before the first of Nisan count 5 months. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz of Rosh Chodesh Elul. So any animal born before Rosh Chodesh Elul was conceived before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so that's the key according to Rabbi Meir. Any animal that was conceived after Rosh Chodesh Nisan would be born after Rosh Chodesh Elul, and that's the cutoff according to Rabbi Meir. So really, Lamaisa, the simon that he gives is born pre and post Rosh Chodesh Elul, but really he means conceived pre and post Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Mikan ve'elach, but after Rosh Chodesh Elul, ha'im askilas leile b'nachadashos, it must be they were conceived from the after the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Fine. Rabbi Yossi Barbun b'shem Rav Chuna, time of the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. What about Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon? So what do they say? We'll see. We had them earlier. We had Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon earlier. Love shu karimatzon. Pasuk Rashi, the Karbonator says it's a pasuk in Tehillim in Samachay. Love shu karimatzon. The tzon wore their cover of pillows, but that's a reference to mean pregnant. Right, love shu karamatzon, elu abachiros. Those are their early ones. Those that conceived in Adar, they were born in Av, as we said, as the mayor says. Va'amakim yatfu bar, elu ha'afilos. These are the late ones. The ones that were conceived in Nisan, right after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and they were born in Elul. So, meaning that he has the same math as Rabbi Meir. But what does the pasuk continue to say? Yisro'au af yashiru. They should be friends. Yisra from the word Rea. Af Yashiru. Yashiru is a remez, the Karbonator says, to Maisris. They could all be Maisr together. Meaning that's why Elu ve'elu nechasim l'dil l'saser. The pasuk is a remez that the earlier ones and the later ones, meaning both pre-Nisan or post-Nisan in terms of the conceiving, or pre and post in terms of the Elul for birth, they could all go in together. They could all go in together. They are Maaser together. That's number two, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. So Meir says it goes by Elul. And Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon says it could no, they could be go together, so it could go by Tishrei, go by the after. Those two could go together. Amr ben Azai. Ben Azai says, I'm not sure. Ho ve'elu omrim kach, ve'elu omrim kach. Since some say it should go like this, and some say it should go like that, yihu ha'eluliyim misasu b'frei atzpan. I'm not sure, so the Eluliyim should be Ma'aser Bifnei Atzban. Those Elul ones should be Ma'aser by themselves. Haketzad, meaning what? Nolad lo, skip the base. Nolad lo chamisha ba'av, the chamisha ba'elul, the chamisha ba'tishrei. You have 5 sheep that were born in Av, 5 in Elul, 5 in Tishrei. Ein mitztarfin, they're not mitztarif, because they're looked at as separate. Last year's, the middle, Elul, and next year's the Chamisha B'Tishrei, 5, 5, and 5. Nola lo but, and what we go to the Karbon Eidos Girsa on the next line. Nola lo or nol du lo Chamisha B'Tishrei v'Chamisha Ba'av. That's the Girsa of the Karbon Eidah. You have 5 born in Tishrei and 5 born in the Av following. So those are Mitztarfin, right? Because that's the same year, right? If Elul is the first day. So if what, some born in Tishrei and some born in the following Av, even though they're 10 months apart, it's still going to be the same halacha gear. They are mitztarfin. Hey, Elul mitztarfin. Good. So different day is about when Maaser Behema is broken up. Says the Gemara, Ben Azai Machri al Divrei Talmidav. Ben Azai, this is a machlokes tanam, and Ben Azai is like, well, I'm not sure. So we're gonna try to do it separately. Is he machria al divrei talmidav? What does that mean? Look at the tiklin chadatin right on the left side. Bitmiya de kasalka daitach to ben azay lachria ben remei of Reb Shimon ba. Right, it's the havamina is that Reb Nazai is kind of weighing in on the machlokas of the great tanoim. Mitakamar hove elo omrim hove elo omrim lekach betama the gemara's betama. Chiyefshar lomar shavu lachria ben ayam faloheim hayu talmidav. They were his students. Ben Azai was the Rebbe. So the Rebbe is saying, well, I'm not sure which of my students are correct, and therefore I'll go with these. He's the Rebbe. Shouldn't he know more than the Talmidim? Vade avi matzi l'meikam atamayu. Surely he can know their reasons. He taught them. He shouldn't just weigh on one side. He should say what he thinks the halacha is. Right? He's the Rebbe. He's Ben Azai. And then he quotes another example of where we have that in Bechoras. So why is he just leaning in and going to one side? He should tell us what it is. So the Gemara says, no, because it wasn't just a machlokas of his students. It was a prior generational machlokas. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rav Maisha, B'Shem, Rav Shmuel, Barav Yitzchak, Shekin Nechleku Aleha Avos HaOlam. No, the Avos HaOlam were having machlokas about this. Maninu o Inu Avos HaOlam, Tana Rabbi Yona, Kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yishmal, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmal and Rabbi Akiva, these great Tanam, they were the ones that argued about it, and Ben Azai was thinking about those. That's why he said, I'm not sure, so maybe I'll just try to be machber in both, right? Even the later Tanoim were awed by the earlier Tanoim, right? You know, they called them Gedolei Olam, right? Avos HaOlam, right? Ben Azai was no slouch, right? And he looked at Rabbi Shor, Rabbi Akiva, right? We can't fathom even people who lived 100 years ago, right? And 50 years ago, 100 years ago, we hear stories. Keep going. We can't even imagine. Like what an Achron, a Rishon, early Rishonim, Gaonim, Amoraim, Tanoim. Every generation that you go back is more awesome in the true sense of that word. And the later Tanoim, couldn't imagine. Right? Remember some say, Shem Vayachai, Torasa Umnaso. Yeah, we're not Torasa Umnaso. We waste time. We don't use every second. The later Tanoim, right? There was fire that burned around them. You know, when they used to learn Torah, some of them, Ben Azai. Right, so Ben Azai was, but here it says that Ben Azai shouldn't even, no, he was, compared to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, you know, he was, looked at them in awe. No, Ben Azai, just to talk for a minute, he was the Nafshi Chashka Batorah, right? He was the Gemara Nivamis, and the Rambam quotes it in Hilchas Ishus, that, we generally don't hold that way. We say there's a mitzvah peravu and a mitzvah to osig the mitzvah. Maybe I'll read that Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Nashim. That he was an exception to the rule. Again, that he saved, remember, he had a discussion in Mishnayos Yadayim he saved certain Svarim of Tanakh. Remember, there's certain Svarim of Tanakh that had a controversy about whether they should be put into the canon. Right? The Gemara in Megillah talks about this, but the last Mishnah in the third parak of Yadayim talks about some of the controversial, Svarim. The Mishnah starts off, that's called Kisvi HaKodesh. All Svarim are Matamei Siyadayim. Remember, why is a Tanakh Matamei Siyadayim? Because they used to put the Truma with the Svarim, and therefore the Chachamim wanted to figure out a way that the people wouldn't store their food with the Svarim. So that's why they said, ironically, that if your Truma touches the Svarim, then it's going to become Tamei. So the term that Chazal used to say, oh, it really belongs in Tanakh, is called Matamei Siyadayim. Is it mitame your hands? Is it a shniya? So the Mishnah says shir shirim v'koheles mitame nasiyadayim. Rabbi Yehuda shir shirim yes, koheles no. Rabbi Yosi Omer koheles is not mitame nasiyadayim. Shir shirim is a machlokas. Right? And the Gemara talks about different reasons. Rabbi Shimon ben Azai mekubal ani mipi shivim mishnayim zakim miyom shoshiva as rozav ben Azai biyeshiva. I have a mesora from the earlier generations, the day that they made rozav ben Azai the nasi. Shir Shirim v'Koheles, v'Tamei Nasiyadayim. They're in. Shir Shirim v'Koheles are in. Amar Rabbi Akiva, who we just said was one of the Avos HaOlam compared to Rabbi Ben Azai, Chas V'Shalom. Where does Chas V'Shalom appear in Mishnayos? Right here, Yadayim. Lo Nechalkak Adam Yisrael Ashir Ashirim. There was never a controversy about Shir Ashirim. Shalei Tamei Siyadayim. She'ein Kol Olam Kulo Kedai Ki Yom Shirita Mo Shir Ashirim LeYisrael. She'kol Aksuvim Kodesh V'Shir Ashirim Kodesh Kadashim. Bikiva says, don't even tell me there was a conversation about it. Shir Ashirim is Kodesh Kadashim. But Ben Azai is the one that led up to Rabbi Akiva there. Just like here, we have Ben Azai and Rabbi Akiva as Ben Azai. But Ben Azai in Ishus, that's what the Rambam discusses, that everybody has to get married and have children. And the Rambam, if I can find it for a second, if not, the Rambam discusses that there is a mitzvah of Puravu, I don't know where it was, but maybe I remember the exact parak. Is it here? No, it's not where I thought. Anyway, the Rambam says that Ben Azai is an exception to the rule. We shouldn't be following the Shita Ben Azai, also quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that the, okay, it's not, not here, it's fine. So the most famous story about Ben Azai is Chagiga. Right? He was one of the four, Nichlusu Lapardes. Right? He was one of the four, the Nichlusu Lapardes, and he didn't make it out. Right? Well. Right? That's the, and again, with Rabbi Akiva. Right? Just like our Gemara has them both, that's the Gemara in Chagiga Yud Dalid Amid Beis in the Bavli. The Gemara says, Arba Nichlusu Lapardes. Four went into the spiritual orchards. Ve'elohein Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Acher, v'Rabbi Akiva. Those four. Rabbi Akiva gave them warning. Armalam Rabbi Akiva, k'shatem agiyem etz alav nishayish tahar, when you get to the pure marble rocks, whatever that means, al tom rumayim mayim. Don't say water, water, whatever that means. Ben Azai hitzit tzvames. Ben Azai looked, and he died. Allah v'akasav omer, yakar b'nei Hashem mafsal ha-chasidav. Ben Zoma hitzit, v'nifka, injured. Acher kitzeitz benetios. Acher lishem benavuya looked and became a off the derech, so to speak. Rabbi Akiva yatzah b'shalom. He was the only one. The Marsha on this Gemara. The Marsha says, what happened to Ben Azai? We know he was nafsho chashka b'torah, right? So says the Marsha, what happened with Ben Azai? He connected to the spirituality. He was like Chanoch. He just didn't come down. He says b'sefer yashin matzasi. Says the Marsha. Nichlusu lapardes achachma v'chachmas elokus Ben Azai hitzis v'meis mitoch shedavka nafsho ba'ahava rabba dveikus amiti bidvar melyonim shehem yisoda va'atitz ba'or his year nispardem and aguf his just neshama separated from his body v'nispashtem mikol mikri aguf ba'os hashar ra'asa menucha kitov v'loshava odlim koma v'zumayla gedola. It was something positive. Okay, no more Yaakov and Avshem. I guess it's positive. You don't want to be alive anymore. But his neshama just connected. The lo kedivrei amafarshim shira shchina v'meis. Shenemar ki lo yirani adam v'chay. When he saw God, he can't see Hashem. That wasn't what happened here. He saw something and he went up and he was connected to the heavens. Dimken, I see the Ben Azai. God, Moshe Rabbeinu, Allah v'shalom. You're going to say Ben Azai saw Hashem and then he died? What, he's greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? Kilo Yirani Adam Bachai. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't given that opportunity. So he says that, but that's Ben Azai. So Ben Azai again has a lot, one of the unique figures throughout Chazal. But here he considers the, earlier Rabbi Akiva and, Rabbi Yishmael. He considered them the Avos Ha'olam. Okay, let's, continue. Says the Gemara, Zosom Harris. So what do you see from here? Not only we say Ben Azai was machri, and he says, "Okay, I'll do eluli and bifnei atzman," because I'm not sure. But you also see from here, Zos Amer is Ben Azai chaver v'tamad alo Rebbe Akiva. Even though he was a talmud, he must have been a chaver also. Or what's called a talmud chaver. He's a student colleague. Why? Where do you get that from the story? In Tema Rabbe, if you say that he was his Rebbe, if Rabbi Akiva was just the Rebbe and Ben Azai was just the student, is Barnash Amar the Rabbe? Would a student talk to a Rebbe like this? Hovi ilu Amar kach, ilu Amar kach. Well, these say this and these say that. No, you'd say it in like third person. Since the Rebbe says, right, you speak more Kavadik, right, the Tukten Chazitin. Lo Amar, hovi Rebbe Amar kach. He just said these and these. He didn't speak in a Rebbe tone. So therefore it must be that he reached the level of Talmud Chaver. Rabbi Avun b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak shamalei menada. Rabbi Avun learned it from the following, right? This was a totally different context, right? The Mishnayos in Baba Basra talk about Yerusha, and there are machlokas between Bishama and Bishilol and a couple of Mishnayos, and then finally there's a Mishnah that says they all agree, and then Rabbi Akiva says no, they don't agree, and Ben Azai makes a comment about that. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, Amalo Ben Azai. Rabbi Akiva Ben Azai says to Rabbi Akiva, "Ala chalukin anu mistaren. We have such saris because of the earlier machlokas." And they argue. Ela shebaza lachluk alenas a shavin. So now you want to take a shavin, a place where they agree, and you want to say they argue there too? Ayvei! I'd rather have shalom. So zosomeres. So again, the same raya. Ben Azai chaver v'talmud havelu Rabbi Akiva. He must have been a chaver and a talmud. Must have been a talmud, but he reached the level of colleague of chaver. Why? Because he tamar Rabbe. If you want to say Rabbi Akiva was his pure Rebbe, is Barnash Amar the Rabbi Shlobasal El Shraz Lachlok Aleinu? Again, he also used the lashon of Rebbe. Right? He says it just straight. Elu ve'elu. Right? You or here he says you. Right? So that's why it must be that he didn't mean it. Right, the Gemara is being medayik that when you speak to a Rebbe, right, you don't speak directly you. And we even had a couple of days ago that sometimes the Talmud doesn't even say hello to the Rebbe in the, according to the Yerushalmi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, though, is mochel on his covet. We speak to Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem. But you don't have to speak to me in third person, and, just talk straight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mochel on his covet in that way. Okay. We continue. Taman Taninan. Back to Meiser Behema. Taman Taninan says the Mishnah in Bechoros. Kol Hanol Adim Be'echad B'Tishrei Ad Esrim B'Tisha Be'elul Hare Elu B'Tarfin. So what are the years that they're mitzari for? The years that they should be broken up in? Says the those that were born from the first day of Tishrei until the last day of Elul. Basically what we call the year, or Rosh Hashanah, right? That is the first shita here. If they're born from the first day of Tishrei until the end of Elul. Chamisha lefnei Rosh Hashanah, chamisha le'achar Rosh Hashanah. But if it's five before Rosh Hashanah, five after Rosh Hashanah, ain't mitztarfin. So those are not mitztarif. Those are not mitztarif because it's different years. Chamisha lefnei ha-goren, v'chamisha le'achar ha-goren, hare elu mitztarfin. But five pre and post the goren are those midrabanan dates that you should give Meiser Behema by, they are mitzdarif. Meaning, what's the chiddush of this line? Even though the Rabbanan made up separate times for you to give Meiser Behema by, those aren't Rosh Hashanahs. Right? Those don't break up into separate years. Right? They're a separate, like we just said, 2 weeks before Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. If you have animals born before Pesach and after Pesach, they're still mitzdarif within the year. Right, don't think, says the Gemara, that because Rabbanan made these gorens, these times to give Meiser by, that means it's like the separate, right, Rosh Hashanah. No, that's a dinder Rabbanan, the gorens. Be the Raisa, they are still connected. Good. Right, Rosh Hashanah, right, is, as we see from here, you can't go backwards in Rosh Hashanah. Right, what's before Rosh Hashanah is before Rosh Hashanah. What's after Rosh Hashanah is after Rosh Hashanah. Right, that's what this sheet holds. It goes by Rosh Hashanah. It reminds me of the, I think we mentioned this a few weeks ago even, the Emek Bracha's answer, right? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says that Aseres Yemei Tshuva are just for the Beinonim, right? But on Rosh Hashanah, everything's finished. On Rosh Hashanah, the Tzadikim are Nechta V'Nechtamim La'alter L'Chaim, the Rishayim are Nechta V'Nechtamim La'alter L'Misa, and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Beinonim, Tluyim V'Omdim. And the Gemara says, Zachu, if they're Zoche, by Yom Kippur, then they're L'chaim. And if they're not Zoche, not. And Rashi says, Zoche, right, what would you think? What Rashi, Mechza al Mechza, Rashi says means equal, mitzvah sanaveris. The problem that's asked by the Echronim is the Rambam. The Rambam, Nilchot Shuvah, when he quotes his Gemara, he says, what does Zachu mean? If you did Shuva during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, so then you win. And you get the L'chaim. And if not, then you don't win. But the question that's asked is, what do you mean, asu tshuva? It should just be do more mitzvahs than averos, right? Beinoni is equal, 50-50, right? So zachu should be, I should make sure during Aseres Yemei Tshuva to do more mitzvahs than averos. That's all, right? What do I have to, do tshuva for? So I didn't do tshuva. I have plenty of those averos. I didn't get rid of. But, I should just do more mitzvahs. So various answers given. The Koch Feor, Rabbi Yisrael Petterberger, the student of Yisrael Salanter, so his answer is based on the Gemara at the end of Yuma. At the end of Yuma, there was somebody that wronged Rav. I think it was Rav. Somebody that wronged Rav, and there was a butcher. And on Erev Yom Kippur, the Rav goes to visit the butcher to make himself available, so just in case the butcher wants to say, I'm sorry. So on the way there, I think it was Rav Huna, if not someone else. He sees Rav, Rav, where are you going? Erev Yom Kippur, you should be sitting home eating. Right? What should you be doing? He's like, no, I'm going to make myself available. Rav Huna says, right, Azil Abba Lemiktal Gavra. You're going to go kill him. What are you doing? Rav didn't listen. He went to the butcher and he walked into the butcher's, butcher's room, and the butcher said, who are you? Is that Abba? Zil, Leslie Dina Badach. I don't want anything to do with you. And then every next second he chops a piece of meat, and the bone from the meat shoots out, hits him in the far end, and he kills him. Right? And the question, how did Rav Huna know that this was going to happen? So Rav Huna explains the Kol Fayar, he knew that the butcher wasn't going to say, I'm sorry. And the fact that Rav was going there is going to make it worse. Because if Rav is making himself available, and then he's not saying, I'm sorry, that's worse. So maybe that's why the Rambam says what he says. It's not just about doing mitzvahs, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes himself available during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Dirash Hashem Yimatzo, and even there, there's a rejection, so that lack of tshuva overrides and weighs down the side of that avera, because that missed opportunity is different. And there are other answers given, but we quoted the Gra, I think, a few weeks ago when we mentioned this. But the Emek Bracha maybe gives the most simple, straightforward answer, and that is, of course you have to do tshuva. Why? Rosh Hashanah is really the following year, like we learned in our Gemara. You can't pre and post. You can't be mitzaref. So the cheshbon is already done on the previous year. How can you change your balance sheet for the previous year if it's already Rosh Hashanah? There's only one way. You can't add on mitzvahs, because that'll be for the following year. The only way you could do is by erasing averus. If you erase averus from the previous year, that you could do. That's the power of tshuva. To go back in time, you could erase the averus. That's the Emek Bracha here in Tshuva Oz Beis in his Sefer. He says, fine, mitzvahs are wonderful. Aval Barash Hashanah Shekvar Shaklu Avonosav. Nimsa Beinoni She'eno Tzadik. Shekvar Nazis Alav Tevia. Al Shalom Nimsa Tzadik Barash Hashanah. Ma Yoel Masha Acher Kach Yachri Atzmo. Es Kafas Chuyos Leo Tzadik. Mikom Akom. Hari Tevia Alav Adain Kayemes. Lama Lo Yei Tzadik Bizman HaKodem Ad Rosh Hashanah. V'Tevia Zu Lo Yechol Es Batel. Elai De Tshuva Shlema. By erasing the Averis from the year before, and in that way, one would be able to change the status from the year before. But that's changing the Rosh Hashanah cheshbon. Okay, but back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah here says, this is the day, quoted in our Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah is the day. Animals born from Rosh Hashanah through Elul is 1 year. But don't think the Goren separates. Amar Eb Yosa, right in the middle, Nazoso Meres. This teaches me the fact that this is the halacha. Zoso Meres. Maaser behema lo asu oso lo bechenef velo kishlish. Maaser behema, when they said the rules of what you go by, they did not exactly compare it to chanata, the blossoming. Right? We said maaser behema is the goren. That's the time they have to give by. But the goren, that word is really borrowed from Seder Zeraim, right? When you have to give trumas and maaseris from, right? When the before they're ripe, we don't have to give it. When does the chiyuv kick in? Either by chanata, by the original blossoming of the fruit, or by shlish, by growing a third. So you see from the Maaser Behema, it's not exactly the rules and the times of Maaser Behema are not exactly parallel to chanata and shlish of fruit. Why? Itamar kechenet. If you say you should go by chanata, chanata is the beginning, just the blossoming. So then the language of this Mishnah should be nisni kol ha-mu'ubarin. And the carbonate is girsa. Me'eser metisha be'elul ve'elach. Hein chadashos. You shouldn't say no ladim. It should be mu'ubarin. If you want to parallel it to chanata, which is the beginning blossoms, then you should say the conception of the animals, because that's parallel to the chanata. So you see, it's not exactly parallel to that. And in Tamar kishlish, and if you want to say it's parallel to the shlish is when the animal, food kind of becomes edible. So then nisni kolanolodim ad esrim vishnayim bo. You shouldn't say until the 29th of Elul. It should be the 22nd of Elul. Why? We're talking about a meiser here. Meiser is a carbon. We know from Parshas Emor, you can't bring a carbon until day 8, since its birth. You can't give an animal as a carbon on day 4 after it's born. It's got to be at least day 8. So shlish by tevua means it's edible and usable. So when is an animal usable for a carbon? Only on day 8, not on day 1. So therefore, in the Mishnah, it shouldn't say any animal born by the 29th of Elul, because that's not usable as a carbon. It should be on the 22nd of Elul. So by the time the 29th of Elul comes along, so it's day 8, and therefore it can be used as a carbon. The fact that it doesn't say that means that it's not an exact parallel. We're not exactly saying these Rosh Hashanahs are parallel to Chanata and to growing a shlish. Right? That's what the Gemara proves. The halacha of Mechusar Zman, interesting machlokas, right? The Rambam and the Chinuch both count that there is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's kind of one of the 613, one of the 248. One of the mitzvahs asay to bring a carbon from day 8. From day 8. Right? If you look in the in the Minyan HaKatzar. We know right before Sefer Mada, the Rambam lists off the mitzvahs, not like Sefer HaMitzvahs where he has a paragraph per mitzvah, but right before Mada, he has a Minyan HaKatzar where he has one line. So in Mitzvah Samach, Mitzvah number 60, that's what the Rambam counts. Lios kol karbanis behema miyom hashmini v'hala. From day 8, Shenemar miyom hashmini v'hala yeratzeh. And the Ravid there argues. The Ravid says, Amar Avram, ein lazeh tam. I don't think this is a separate mitzvah. It's one of the details of karbanis. It has to be 8 days old. Separate mitzvahs, I say. V'ulai mishum lav abba mechlal asay asay. Maybe the Rambam only counts it because there's a isser asay that flows from this mitzvah. Meaning if you bring it on day 6, that's an isser. It's an isser asay. Not an los asay. There's no los asay. But the Torah says bring it on day 8. But the Rambam says, you know, bring it on day 8 as a mitzvah. The Ravid is uncomfortable with that. I wouldn't say he's rejecting it because he does have a possibility for the Rambam, which is very unlike the Ravid. Where the Ravid suggests, maybe the Ravid Rambam means that it's an isser asay, and that's why he counts it. Okay, that's the Ravid's suggestion. Look at the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech, and we'll end with this. Mishnah Lamelech in Yisurim Mizbeach, in Paragimel Achaches, where this is quoted. He has the suffake about, and this is the big sugi in Mechusar Zman. Is Mechusar Zman only, the reason that you can't have to wait till day 8, is only because you don't know if it's full term, and you're not sure if it's going to die before. It's not really, it's not healthy. It's like a nafel. Is that why you have to wait day 8? Or is it Gzeir Sakasov? I mean, what if you know for sure exactly how old this animal is? You know it's full term. Right? The parallel shiloh is asked by Pidgin Aben. Why do we have to wait till day 31? Is it because the child's a Suffolk nafel? And therefore, you have to wait till day 31, where he's Yotzei may the status of Nafel. Or even if you know for sure he's not a Nafel, he's perfect health. You could do tests and you know he's, so you still have to wait till day 31. So the same question by Pidgin Aben, day 30 is asked about Mechusar Zman animals, day 8. Right? And that's the question of the Mishnah Lamelech. Is it a Zeres HaKasuv? Or is it based on the Svara of Suffolk Nafel? And he quotes the Rai is Lakan Lakan, and he could compare it to Pidgin Aben. But that's a discussion. Mechusar Zman is a fun topic, but we'll have to wait for now. Maybe we'll talk about it next time.